This is what Robert Plant sounded like when he sang with Led Zeppelin.
Hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
This is what Alison Krauss sounds like when she sings with Union Station. And this is what Robert Plant and Alison Krauss sound like when they sing together.
I got a woman with plenty of money. She got the money and I got the honey.
Robert Plant and Alison Krauss make for a seemingly odd couple, but cast aside your preconceptions. Their album Raising Sand came out Tuesday, and critics have been raving. One with a South Carolina newspaper wrote this: I have no idea who came up with the idea of getting Plant into a recording studio with Krauss, but I would just like to take this chance to thank that individual. Robert Plant and Alison Krauss are in our New York bureau. Welcome both of you to this program.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So whom do we have to thank for you two coming together?
I think all the gods, and probably most of all, T-Bone Burnett.
The producer of the album.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But did you know, how long have you two known one another?
About 3 weeks. well, we met about 7 years ago.
Mm. Alison, tell us a little bit more about that that first meeting.
Well, Robert had called on the phone. He's a fan of all different types of music, and especially roots music. And he called just to kind of connect one time. That's been, I guess, about 7 years ago. And then called about me coming and playing with him at a Lead Belly tribute at the in Cleveland at the Rock and Roll Museum up there.
Hmm.
And we played together up there. And when you mentioned whose idea was it to get together and record, that was really Robert's idea. He brought it up and said he'd like to try something. And of course, I was very excited about it. And but we have T-Bone to thank for really getting those ideas in sort of a collected way.
Mm. Yeah, he made it tangible. And his choice of material was beyond anything I could have come up with. I mean, and it was so appropriate.
Yeah, I read that T-Bone Burnett wanted to push both of you out of your comfort zones. I mean, what are your comfort zones and how did he get you out of them?
There's a song on the record called Let Your Loss Be Your Lesson that he suggested for me to sing, and I loved the tune, and I loved the way the feel of the tune was and the original recording, and he suggested I sing it, and I was like, my goodness, you know, I'm too white to do that. And, you know, I think, you know, something like, well, you know, you can be white. It doesn't mean that you don't have a soul, you know. And so he's, you sing it like you sing your bluegrass tunes. You sing it with that much heart. Sing that, and it'll work.
And Robert Plant, what was your comfort zone and how did he get you, T-Bone, get you out of it?
I probably didn't really believe that I could take these songs and give them a fair translation of the delicacy and the intricacy and the sensitivity and the emotive elements of the writing, especially the Townes Van Zandt song, Nothing. I just thought, how can I understand me grabbing hold of Buffalo Springfield or Arthur Lee and running with that, or running with the Tuareg guys from Paris or whatever, but how do I actually bring that home? Because it's coming from another place, from somebody's abstract pain.
And your voice is sweet.
Thank you, so is yours.
Oh.
I mean, no, but I mean...
But you know what I mean.
I can sing those songs. I just didn't know that I could.
Hey, mama, when you leave, don't leave a thing behind. I don't want nothing. I can't use nothing.
take her into the hall. And if you see my friends, tell them I'm fine. Not using nothing.
Did you both have input into the songs that you would do, or was it all T-Bone's doing?
No, we, Robert and myself, we had sent some tunes back and forth to each other, I don't remember how many months, and I'd send something, I don't like that, and then he'd send something to me, and I don't know, or, and then we kind of discussed the kind of record we'd want to make, and got T-Bone involved, luckily, and he then sent us a batch of material, and we both were so impressed by that that then Robert added to that list. And I guess Robert had five tunes that he had brought that ended up on the album, and the rest were T-Bone's suggestions.
Robert, was one of them the one that you wrote?
Yeah, I wrote it with Jimmy Page and Charlie and Michael from that band. It was on an album called Walking Into Clarksdale with Jimmy, and it was good, but I always heard it as something much more coming out of the pines, if you like, coming out of the hills, rather than coming out of Abbey Road, London.
My house is full of rings and charms and pretty birds. Please understand me, my walls came falling down. There's nothing here that's left. Check with lost and found. Ah, 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 ah. Please read the letter that I wrote.
I have to admit, when I was listening to the CD Blind, I mean, just putting it in my car and listening to it, I was reminded of the Everly Brothers, and then I discovered you actually do a cover of one of their tunes, Gone, Gone, Gone. And it's becoming the first hit from the CD, and it, you know, it still has that rock and roll feel, but how do you think you each put your own stamp on this song?
We were looking for something that was rocking, moving. It had to have a kind of vocal attitude. You know, the guy is giving instructions to the woman.
Some sunny day, baby, when everything seems okay, baby, you wake up and find that you're alone, 'cause I'll be gone.
Some sunny day, baby. You know, that it's like there's a sort of attitude about it. It's, and I can see all those singers from like 1958 who I hero worshipped when I was a kid, the way they would do it, with the sort of corner of their mouth might drop a little bit. And we just got into the booth and just turned the attitude button up a bit more, and it was kind of retro attitude.
And while you're on your own, and just say I'm gone.
I grew up singing harmony where you're, you know, in bluegrass where you're really following the lead. You know, you really stick to that lead, and the goal is, you know, and I'd watch Jim and Jesse when I was a kid on stage playing, and I'd try to figure out, and, you know, of course, if you're not familiar with Jim and Jesse McReynolds and the Virginia Boys, they were a brother duet, you know, kind of in the following the Leuven Brothers, which of course is who the Everly Brothers were into, the Blue Sky Boys before that. But, you know, the famous sound of brother duets, and people in bluegrass bands, they'd follow that sound, and the point of that is those three voices or two voices, they become one. You can't tell who's singing lead, and almost every part is the lead, you know, depending on which one you can try to pick out. I mean, it's a very tight style of singing.
But to know that the trust you had in me is gone hurts me, little darling, through the nighttime, through the dawn.
Robert, Robert, why don't you want to call these duets?
I don't mind what you call them. I'm just singing with a great singer. I think the term duet kind of intimates established singers who've kind of run out of ideas, and they take songs and they get together and make them into some kind of sugar-coated moment. And the attitude on this record with the musicians, and definitely with T-Bone's kind of left-field production, was something that shouldn't even intimate the normal reading of the term duet, because it's just, these are adventures, really.
Hmm.
And it was initially, I suppose, you've got to say, well, we were kind of out there trying it out. It could have been maybe in 2 or 3 days, it might not have worked, and we'd have shaken hands and said, y'all come back now. But it worked.
Come back and see us. We appreciate you.
Yeah. And I'd have had my apple cobbler and gone.
You know, this sounds like the beginning of a beautiful relationship.
Oh, I think we're already in it. I mean, we're good mates, we're good pals. She's very patient with my rather questionable English humour, which I must admit has been developed over years and years of hanging out with just guys. So I do apologise.
But it's delivered so politely, you don't know what to do. You don't know how you're supposed to react to it. Well, that's wonderful. Thank you, I think.
Oh, dear. Robert Plant and Alison Krauss, their new CD called Raising Sand is on Rounder Records, and they joined us from our New York bureau. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
I'm surprised you didn't call the CD Raising Hell.
Raising H-E double hockey stick.
We haven't started yet. You wait till we go on the road.
You can hear songs from the new CD and discover more music at our website, npr.org/music. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.